Hi everyone, thanks for dropping around. It's Michael Kerr, and you're listening to Humor at Work. So I hope everyone's enjoyed a safe and humor-filled summer so far. It's great for me to be back in the old office after attending the International Group for Humor Studies Conference this July in Utrecht, Netherlands. Beautiful Utrecht, Netherlands. Followed up by some hiking, caving, wining, and dining in Slovenia, Croatia, and Venice. It was a fabulous holiday, and there was always something surprising to discover around every corner, which got me thinking about some of the fun ways my wife and I were surprised by businesses throughout our travels. For example, the Hotel Villa Dobra in beautiful Bovec, Slovenia, surprised us with their odd room numbering system. The 11 rooms in this charming boutique hotel went from number 136 to 007 to 50, etc., etc. There was no rhyme or reason to the numbers until we discovered that each room contained a plaque containing how the room number related to a local feature of interest. 007 referred to a connection James Bond had to the area. Room 50 referenced the Swifty switchbacks on the highway over the Julian Alps, and our own number 136 was the length, in kilometers, of the river flowing through the valley. Each of the 11 rooms had a number that conveyed an interesting story about the region. A waiter in a quaint Italian restaurant in Venice, a fabulous restaurant, surprised me at the end of the meal by flipping over the bill and challenging me to a game of tic-tac-toe for the bill to see who pays. And sadly, I haven't played tic-tac-toe in a while, so I lost before it hardly began. But what a fun, unexpected idea. A B&B we stayed at near Piran, Slovenia, the B&B Casa del Sel, they surprised us with a welcome gift, a bottle of Slovenian wine and a bowl of locally grown olives and figs from their own orchard. At the humor conference I attended in Utrecht, I got a surprise that reminded me that not all surprises are pleasant or welcome ones. A professor at the conference, humor conference, actually informed me in a rather conspiratorial tone that it was very controversial at the conference to use humor in presentations on humor. And finally, although this didn't happen to us in Europe, I learned about it while we were traveling in Europe. TD Bank surprised some customers in an outrageously fun way by turning a banking machine into a thanking machine. The video has gone viral. It's got a gazillion million views of it. Just Google TD Bank thanking machine and you'll see what they did to knock the socks off and surprise their customers. So take some time in your workplace travels this summer to think about some simple and fun ways that you can surprise your customers, colleagues, or employees with something unexpected that will get them talking about you. And now my fun at work tip. Borrow an idea from Digital Equipment in Colorado Springs, who created an official Grouch Patrol, a team of people whose mission was to identify and counteract grouchiness in the workplace. Now, the tactics they deployed were by no means sophisticated, often involving members of the Grouch Patrol simply making bat faces at the grouches. Now, since everyone knew the Grouch Patrol's tactics, would-be grumps knew they could be targeted, minimizing the chance of anyone being offended or annoyed. And merely creating such an entity as a Grouch Patrol helps send a constant reminder for people to check their attitudes each and every day. And the quote of the week from Marty Olson Laney, humor helps us step outside of ourselves and see our lives with a broader viewpoint. It's like suddenly looking at your life from the top of a mountain. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, today, as I'm doing the old podcast, it's August 6th, which just happens to be Wiggle Your Toes Day, Root Beer Float Day, and Fresh Breath Day. And as always, this August, there's a whack of wackiness ahead when it comes to fun theme days to celebrate at your workplace this month, such as August 7th, particularly preposterous packaging day, August 8th, sneak some zucchini onto your neighbor's porch night. Like, who knew? August 10th, Duran Duran Appreciation Day. August 13th, International Left-Handers Day. August 18th, Bad Poetry Day. 22nd is Hug Your Boss Day. The 24th, Pluto Demoted Day. 25th, Kiss and Make Up Day. 28th, Race Your Mouse Around the Icons Day. And as a bonus, Crackers Over the Keyboard Day. Maybe not the most popular day with your IT folks. And August 30th, Toasted Marshmallow Day. For the entire list, cruise on over to the old website, www.mikekerr.com. And as always, be sure to sign up for the weekly printed version of this e-zine, where there's links to great articles and videos and other resources. Until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.